You're listening to SBS News.
Who better to inspire world leaders at COP26 than the man responsible for introducing millions to the wonders of the natural world?
In my lifetime, I've witnessed a terrible decline. In yours, you could and should witness a wonderful recovery. That desperate hope, ladies and gentlemen, delegates, excellency, is why the world is looking to you and why you are here.
Sir David Attenborough called on them to be bold, or as the summit's host, Boris Johnson, put it,
"We are in roughly the same position, my fellow global leaders, as James Bond today. Except that the tragedy is, this is not a movie. And the doomsday device is real."
Scott Morrison saw no reason for doom and gloom, declaring there to be cause for optimism. He formally presented Australia's new target of net zero emissions by 2050 to be achieved by as yet unspecified technology.
Technology will have the answers to a decarbonised economy, particularly over time, and achieve it in a way that does not deny our citizens, especially in developing economies, their livelihoods or the opportunity for a better quality of life.
While leaders were given just a 3-minute slot to explain their pledges, climate experts had hoped to hear more detail. Professor Tim Flannery is a renowned environmentalist.
Look, I think it is vague. Maybe over time more will come out. But the biggest concern I have is action between now and 2030, because that's what will be decisive. And that's where we've fallen down in Australia.
Australia will provide an additional $500 million in aid to its Pacific neighbours to deal with global warming, part of a $2 billion climate finance commitment. Fiji's Prime Minister describing Australia's climate pledge as a start.
We Pacific nations have not travelled to the other end of the world to watch our future sacrifice at the altar of appeasement of the world's worst emitters.
From India, the world's third largest emitter, a surprise announcement.
Worst 2070 tak.
By 2070, India will achieve the target of net zero emissions.
That's 2 decades after the COP target and 10 years after China. But a pledge to source 50% of India's energy from renewable sources by 2030 has been welcomed. US President Joe Biden found himself saying sorry for his predecessor's climate inaction.
And I guess I shouldn't apologise, but I do apologise for the fact the United States, the last administration, pulled out of the Paris Accords and put us sort of behind the eight ball.
He teased more American commitments to come. Some of the most impassioned speeches at the summit have been from leaders of smaller countries, which are at imminent risk from global warming. Mia Mottley is the Prime Minister of Barbados.
We do not want that dreaded death sentence. And we have come here today to say, try harder, because our people, the climate army, the world, the planet, needs our actions now, not next year, not in the next decade.
Soon the leaders will head home from Glasgow, leaving their experts and negotiators behind. That's when the real work begins, the work which will potentially decide if global warming can be curbed. In Glasgow, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.